Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudemi Wickham Ashby. And today, I have the pleasure of engaging Maria Holdsmall, President of the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Barbados, and Melissa Ford, a member, in a conversation around multiple sclerosis and what's the latest updates, what's the trends, and all that is happening in the society. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you so much, Yudeli.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Okay, so let us start by really giving persons an understanding of what is multiple sclerosis.
Okay, multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune condition of the central nervous system. It can affect many different areas of your body, and in some areas, there is no place that is not affected with MS. It is usually diagnosed through a neurologist. Neurologist is the person who normally delivers the diagnosis, and you may have it through a spinal fat, and there's no cure. There are some medications that you can take to help delay the progress, but when I say the central nervous system, somebody will be wondering, what is she talking about? But we are looking at the brain and spinal cord, and where you have nerves being damaged, and therefore they can, you know, kind of slow down your movement. I think that's it, you know, a nutshell.
Thanks, Maria. So, Melissa, tell us a little about yourself, and when were you diagnosed with multiple sclerosis?
Hi, once again, my name is Melissa Ford, and I got my diagnosis of multiple sclerosis about 5 years ago. I was sick for quite a while, not exactly knowing what my illness was. It has been more than a decade that I have been ill. I was even misdiagnosed, but I got my true diagnosis, as I said, about 5 years ago, and I got mine through an MRI. So an MRI is also another way, other than a spinal tap, as Maria had said, that we get our diagnosis. And I got mine about 5 years ago. I'm currently not working. I'm at home. Life is very different for me. As Maria said, it affects all parts of the body. So today may be a good day where everything is good. Tomorrow, I might just wake up and have issues with my vision. Another day, it could be my speech. It is mostly affecting my mobility at this time. But as I said, every day is a different day. We refer to it sometimes as a snowflake disease, as no two persons have the same exact illness. Even though we all have multiple sclerosis, it affects us very differently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Melissa, prior to your being ill, what was life like for you?
Life was wonderful. I am a mother, I am a wife, and I had my day-to-day duties of taking care of my family, still going to work. I was in a job that I loved doing, and life was great. I just knew that occasionally I would have a flare-up here and there, and I knew something was wrong, but I just did not know what it was. After seeing so many doctors and stuff, I just did not know what it was. But at the back of my head, I was just living life and enjoying it to the best that I could, but still with this lingering, what is going on? What is going on with me? And I would always tell my husband, I know something is wrong and I think it is something bad. But never would I have once imagined that I would have gotten such a diagnosis as multiple sclerosis.
Okay, so Maria, tell us now about the society as an organization. Tell us some of the work you do.
Okay, with the Multiple Sclerosis Society, we were formed in 1997, so we celebrated our 25th year last year. We are a nonprofit organization. And first, we try with our vision statement of every person with multiple sclerosis who has the access to services and support that helps them to manage the challenges that they face. That might sound like earful. Really and truly, it's a lot of challenges that the members face that we, as a board or as a society, are unable to assist. However, we try as best as we can. There's a project that we had. This is the fourth year. We started this at the inset of COVID. A lot of our members are on fixed invalidity benefits, the higher majority. And therefore, we started a vitamins project. We were successful in getting a donor through Canada Life, and they provided vitamins out of the 4 years. They've done it for us 2 years in a row, where every 6 months we give our members vitamins in order to keep their immune systems up with what was going on in the country with the COVID. And we try to provide mobility aids and give direction for, you know, like one of our members may need a new wheelchair. We will know where to direct that member to. And as I said, the mobility aids, wheelchair grabbers, anything that can help to make our members' lives easier, we try to assist with. It's not easy. As Melissa said, every day is not the same. So with a mission statement, we promote the well-being as much as we can and development of persons with multiple sclerosis by harnessing their abilities and experiences so that the membership can advocate for their rights, provide support, and effect change. So we try to create forums to whereby persons can come together and share the ideas. We meet once a month. Our general meeting is held every third Wednesday, and Golden Sands has been very, very gracious to us by allowing us to use their premises. We come together. This month, we may decide to bring in a guest speaker. We might bring in a physiotherapist, somebody who believes in natural therapy. We've done like sightseeing. We went to Spike Song last year for a bus tour, and I mean, members all commented and said they have not been that side of the island in so long. We had a medical cannabis talk shop in March where we had a dietitian and also a pharmacist. So we're not only doing from that side, we also got from the medicinal side and the medical side. And we are looking to have speakers like psychologists come in. Anybody who can help the members in terms of how to live and cope with our symptoms, we always embrace.
Fabulous. I must commend the Multiple Sclerosis Society for the work you're doing in enabling your members to lead a normal, independent, and meaningful life through the work that you are doing. So, Melissa, let me come back to you. You mentioned earlier that you worked prior to becoming ill and then later being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Tell us about the challenges now in finding employment or being able to continue working.
Well, at this time, as I said, due to the fact that I have mobility issues where some days even standing or getting out of bed, walking around is very painful. So at this time, I am out of the workforce because of the condition and what I'm going through at this time. There are some days, something as simple as holding a pen to even write my name is very hard, or using utensils just to feed myself a meal can be very challenging. So for me, in terms of work, I am just taking a back seat from work in public life, but I am enjoying being, as my family would say, a housewife doing household chores at home when I can. And right now that brings me great pleasure when I can actually go into my kitchen and make a meal for my family or something as what I used to consider so simple as doing laundry or even like sweeping the house. I now find great pleasure when I am able to do those things. So this condition, even though it is hard, it is still at the same time humbling because it now allows me to appreciate the little things in life that people will normally just pass by or just say, oh, by the way. But for me, I have a different outlook on life and every day what I can do as opposed to dwelling on the things that I cannot do or what the condition is robbing me of. I try to be positive and just have pride in the little things that I can still do and that I'm able to do.
Great. You mentioned your family quite a few times.
Yeah.
Can you share with us how you and your husband cope with being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis?
Well, my husband, he is my rock. With this condition, you definitely need a good support system. You really do. And from the beginning, my husband was always there to be that person that always had a hand stretched out for me. And he have been there. He attends meetings with me sometimes when he can. And he try his best to learn everything possible there is to know out there about the condition. And he's always on social media. Any literature that he can accumulate about the condition, he goes above and beyond just to gather information on the condition and ways that he can assist me. There are some times where fatigue is very real in the condition, and it could be a situation where I could have a restful night, 8 hours of sleep, but still I will wake up in the morning and feeling like I have not slept for the entire night. And some persons may see that, or persons may say, I have heard other persons with the condition stating how they're accused of being lazy. And that is never the case. It is just that the condition drains everything out of you, and you really need that support system where persons in your space, in your circle, can really understand what this condition can do to a person. I also have a teenage daughter at home with me, and she is also a great source of support for me. She is my number one fan, my biggest cheerleader. Even though sometimes when I'm ill, she gets a little standoffish and she just say, Dad, go and help Mom. Go and see what is going on with Mom right now. And she just sends me love from the distance. But yes, I really appreciate the help that my family and the support that they give me. I also get great support from my brothers and sisters at church. Also have a huge support system there as well, where if I'm not at church for 2 Sundays, everyone is calling just to see how I am doing and how they can assist me. So yes, a good support system definitely is very, very helpful in living with multiple sclerosis.
That indeed is wonderful news to hear, because as you just pointed out, some family members are not very supportive. So tell us now, Melissa, in terms of you joining the Multiple Sclerosis Society, and how has it helped you?
Well, I joined the society shortly after my diagnosis. This year is about 5 years that I have been a member. And as soon as I got my diagnosis, I wanted to learn more. I wanted to know as much as possible of what this condition is and what it will do or can do to me. And as I said before, I was very active, going to work, doing whatever I have to do, spending time with my family. I love traveling. And I just needed to surround myself with persons who know what this condition is and really get as much information as possible. Because even when I got my first diagnosis, the doctor asked me, have I ever heard of multiple sclerosis? And I was like, I've probably heard of it in passing on the television, an advertisement or something. And I asked him, isn't that something that old people get, that they're in a wheelchair? Because that's as much as I knew about what multiple sclerosis was. And he said to me, no, it affects persons, mostly women, and from around between 20 and 22 years old. And at that time, I got my diagnosis, I was 38. And I could say, well, this made sense because it was from when I was in my 20s that I was experiencing these problems. So he told me then that there is a society and that maybe I could join and meet people who have the condition. I also got numbers from one of my sisters at church, a nurse, and she's the one that put me on to Terry. Terry was the vice president of the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Barbados, and I got her contact information, and she welcomed me to the society right away. Within a month of my diagnosis, I was a member. Being a member of the society is very helpful because now I have persons that I can lean on, persons that if I experience a new symptom, I can go to and say, well, have this ever happened to you? Have you experienced something like this? Even as early as yesterday, I experienced a new symptom, something that I have never experienced before. And once again, a member in the society was able to say to me, Malicia, you're not alone. I have experienced that as well. So just to be a part of a society and a part of a body of people that understands you and what you are going through is very, very helpful and very, very rewarding, because then you know, believe it or not, there is someone out there almost just like you that you can reach out to, that can bring a smile to your face when you feel like you are at rock bottom. There is someone there to just say something, a kind word to you, just remind you, yes, I've been there before. You're not alone. It's great.
Wonderful. So, Maria, tell us some of the plans the multiple sclerosis has for the future.
There's one thing that we kind of had on the back burner because we haven't been able to get any funders for it as yet, but there are some of our members who don't have water tanks. And therefore, it is very difficult when the water is off by these particular members that, you know, they can't go to the water tanker and bring water. We were blessed with a project like that about roughly 9 years ago. So we have a number of our members who were fortunate enough to benefit. And that is a project we would love to do again for the benefit of the ones who don't have. As I said earlier, we are looking to have like a psychologist. We are looking to do another scenic tour, and we are also looking at having a lawyer, attorney at law, come in and speak to our members about having their wills and stuff done, or provisions for their family or their loved one, you know, at the final end. So that is one. But one thing for sure that is like next week, we are celebrating a World MS Day on the 30th of May. That is next Tuesday. And we are encouraging the whole of Barbados to wear orange on that day, as that is the color that represents MS. So we renewed the slogan again from last year, Go Orange for MS. And we will be having our annual picnic beach day at Pebbles Beach. We are fortunate to have the support of the Coast Guard through the Barbados Defense Force, where they give of their time and make themselves available to ensure that our members get a sea bath on that day. I mean, when you ask the members what they want to do for World MS Day, it is almost unanimously agreed it is a beach day. That is all they want. That's the only time of the year they get to the beach. So think about it. You know, it is a privilege for them. Some persons can go to the beach every day. So that for sure we'll be having this Tuesday. And the members are very excited and eager about it. As I said, we are always looking for ways to remind our members that life does not end with multiple sclerosis. And therefore, we are determined to walk this road with each other and help each other as best as we can.
Well, Maria, I know many persons in Barbados may be very familiar with you, but for new listeners who may never have heard of Maria Holdersmall, just tell us briefly a little about yourself.
Okay, I am also a change activist with the National Transformation Initiative, where my responsibility is to ensure that issues regarding to persons with disabilities is addressed and dealt with through the NTI projects, any advice. Also, recently being selected as the first vice president for the Barbados Road Safety Association. This is a passion of mine in the past. Those who may remember, under my presidency, we, well, as the past president of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, we were successful in having legislation for the disabled parking spaces. So advocating for that is nothing new. My aim in this new role would be to ensure that road safety is for all persons, including my community, the disabled community, whether the disability, that we don't have to be nervous or worried about going on the roads, and that the public is also aware that we use the roads too. I've been married for 26 years. And I endorse all that Melissa said about having a strong support team. That makes the load a lot lighter. It's not easy. You know, sometimes unless the shoe is on your feet, you will never understand. There are some persons who don't see persons with disabilities as being a part of the society. If you are one of those persons, just think about if it was me. So that's my life. Trying to do as much as I can to make life a little easier for persons and for myself, of course, and just keeping the awareness flame burning as much as I can.
Well, Maria, I must say thank you for your commitment and dedication to working on behalf of people with disabilities, inclusive of like-minded persons living with multiple sclerosis.
Thank you so much.
And Melissa Ford, I want to also thank you for sharing so openly with us, because I know sometimes persons do find it difficult to communicate about the emotions they experience when they have been diagnosed with a condition and, you know, acquire a disability. So I really want to thank you and your husband and daughter for giving you the level of support which you require and need to function and live that independent and meaningful life. So thank you very much for sharing with us today.
You are indeed welcome, and it has been a pleasure being able to share and bring some awareness to persons about multiple sclerosis.
I say thank you, because it has been my pleasure to have this conversation with you. You have been listening to Visions with me, Yodalee Wickham-Ashby, and my very special guests today, Melissa Ford and Maria Holdersmall from the Multiple Sclerosis Society in Barbados. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-4000. 269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. And you can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. You can listen to this and past episodes by going to the VOB929.com website. So until next week, when you tune in to listen to another episode of Visions, remember, love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Until then, have a productive one.